Unit 17, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. She has a lot to write in her report.
Number 2. There is nothing but two tables in this room.
Number 3. They didn't have a meeting until last Sunday.
Number 4. They can travel hundreds of miles in the wind.
Number 5. If you don't know where you are lost. Section 2, Number 6. What do you feel like doing?
Number 7. I called to tell you the meeting has been delayed.
Number 8. How's the new job, Jack?
Number 9. Have you got any hobbies?
Number 10. Excuse me, do you speak English? Section 3, Number 11. Shall I get off at the corner of this street?
No, just look at the map. It's the next one after the crossing road.
Okay, I see. Question, where is the man now? Number 12. When is the library open on Saturday?
From 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Question, how long is the library open? Number 13. Would you turn off the alarm? I'm too tired to get up.
But you said you would see a friend off at the airport this morning.
Oh, I've almost forgotten it. Do you think I have enough time to get there?
I think so.
Question, from this dialogue, where do you think the man is now? Number 14. How did you like the minister's speech tonight?
Unfortunately, I got home too late to watch it.
What a pity. Question, what are they talking about? Number 15. The train was supposed to get to Paris at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? But it's already 8:30.
Question, what does the woman mean? Test 2. Passage 1. On July 7th, 1958, the President of the United States signed a bill on Alaska, the country's 49th state. This was the first land to become a state since 1912. Alaska is by far the largest American state. This giant state is more than twice as large as Texas. The western tip of Alaska is only 55 miles from Russia. The United States bought Alaska from Russia in 1867 for $7,200,000. This sum is tiny compared to the gold, furs, and copper which Alaska produces each year now. But in 1867, most Americans thought the country had bought land that was just an icebox. Alaska has mountains. The highest mountain in all of North America is there. Several of Alaska's large towns and more than a third of its people are in the narrow southeastern part. On July 7, 1958, the President of the United States signed a bill on Alaska, the country's 49th state. This was the first land to become a state since 1912. Alaska is by far the largest American state. This giant state is more than twice as large as Texas. The western tip of Alaska is only 55 miles from Russia. The United States bought Alaska from Russia in 1867 for $7,200,000. This sum is tiny compared to the gold, furs, and copper which Alaska produces each year now. But in 1867, most Americans thought the country had bought land that was just an icebox. Alaska has mountains. The highest mountain in all of North America is there. Several of Alaska's large towns and more than a third of its people are in the narrow southeastern part. Questions. Number 1. When did the USA buy Alaska from Russia?
Number 2. Is Alaska the largest state in the USA?
Number 3. How much did the United States pay for Alaska?
Number 4. What did Americans think of Alaska in 1867? Passage 2. Most of us use salt every day. We use it to make our food taste better. We think nothing of it. It's there and we use it. There was a time, however, when salt was not so common. In the ancient world, salt was a luxury and only for the rich. Salt was so hard to get that it was used as money. The English word salary comes from the Latin word, which means salt money. Most of us use salt every day. We use it to make our food taste better. We think nothing of it. It's there and we use it. There was a time, however, when salt was not so common. In the ancient world, salt was a luxury and only for the rich. Salt was so hard to get that it was used as money. The English word salary comes from the Latin word, which means salt money. Questions. Number 5. What do we use salt for?
Number 6. Was it easy to get salt in the ancient world?